This episode of Markets Daily is sponsored by Kava and BCB Group.
It's Sunday, May 15th, 2022, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with your weekend story. On today's show, we're taking a look at the metaverse land grab and why you're probably not buying real estate in the digital equivalent of Manhattan. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's featured story is an opinion piece by David Z. Morris, CoinDesk's chief insights columnist. Today's piece is entitled, Why on Earth Would Land Be Scarce in the Metaverse? First off, thanks to NIR.eth, part of the team at NFT platform Yup.io, who gets credit for bluntly stating a worry that's been nagging me for years. Quoting from Twitter, why on earth would land be scarce in the metaverse? End quote. This is not just a valid question, but a white-hot and vital one that's been tearing around crypto Twitter in recent days. Yuga Labs, creators of the Bored Ape Yacht Club, last week completed the sale of Other Deeds for virtual land plots in its planned Other Side Metaverse project, netting a staggering $285 million for the company. The floor price for Other Deed NFTs has dropped as much as 12% since the sale, which feels like a top signal in a space where similar blue-chip mints have often seen rapid post-launch run-ups. Of course, metaverses will face the issue of copycat proliferation. There are dozens of metaverse projects spinning up right now, and as Multicoin Capital's Tushar Jain recently pointed out, they can all sell land. Quoting from Twitter, is metaverse land truly scarce if each new game creates new land? End quote. But the issues raised by Near and others in recent days are much more fundamental, and may point to flaws in the model regardless of the competitive landscape. Above all, the idea that geographic space in a virtual world will accrue value in the same way as real-world land seems to miss some truly fundamental distinctions. In the most basic terms, real-world land values are based on location and utility. A piece of real-world land is valuable based on how long it takes you to get to other locations you want to go, which is why land in Tokyo and New York are among the most valuable in the world. They're close to cool stuff. This geographical reality is inextricable from the scarcity of real-world land, since every piece of land has an entirely unique geographic location relative to every other piece of land. The problem for buyers of metaverse land, then, is very straightforward. In a 3D digital world, all distances are fake. There's no inherent reason that any piece of virtual land should be more valuable based on its location, any more than a web address is valuable because it's closer to another. In a virtual world, you can teleport your avatar to any location instantly. As another Twitter user observed, this means shoring up metaverse land values would require imposing entirely artificial restrictions on users, making the experience worse, and ultimately deterring the users that are the real source of a metaverse's value.
Kava gives you the ability to earn more by connecting the world's largest cryptocurrencies, ecosystems, and financial applications on DeFi's most trusted, scalable, and secure earning platform. Kava is an institutional-grade cross-chain engine built to scale on the largest decentralized proof-of-stake network. With loan APYs as low as 0% and reward APYs as high as 200%, Kava is the safest place for you to grow your digital portfolio. Mint stablecoins, lend, borrow, earn, and swap safely across the world's biggest crypto assets with Kava. To learn more, visit kava.io/marketsdaily. BCB Group is the leading global provider of business accounts and trading services for the digital asset economy. With a dedicated focus on institutional payment services, BCB Group provides business banking, cryptocurrency, and foreign exchange market liquidity for crypto-engaged financial institutions. BCB business accounts offer multi-currency transaction banking solutions. With Blink Instant Settlements Network, you can move money instantly 24/7 with no transaction fees. Visit bcbgroup.com/coindesk to find out more about how BCB is empowering the global financial revolution.
Quoting a two-tweet thread from Twitter, the first from a user going by Charles, who says, some thoughts on recent events in the metaverse. Too long didn't read. Scarce virtual land is not only unethical, it's almost certainly a losing strategy. Here's why. Followed by a reply from user AHD, who says, fake scarcity in the infinite metaverse doesn't make sense beyond making money for owners of the metaverse and short-term or medium-term speculators. They would also have to not allow you to teleport, so you had to Minecraft-type walk for ages to visit somewhere to make it worthwhile. LOL. End quote. Then there's the second value of real-world land, its practical utility. In the real world, that can include things like whether it has the right soil or water sources for farming or other natural resources. But again, there's no such thing as a natural resource in a metaverse, so making virtual land track the value structure of the real thing would involve tying certain rights to it. In a thread critiquing the land sale model, Nifty Island co-founder Charles Smith points out that the most obvious move here is tying the right to create content to land ownership. Quoting again from Twitter, "The allure of pre-launch tokens and scarce virtual land is that they generate easy money and engagement. The truth is, it's an incredibly costly way to raise capital. You're taking on a debt in the form of game design constraints and a corrupted relationship with the player. If scarce virtual land is to have real value, especially tens or even hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars of value, it must gatekeep access to create in the game world." End quote. But implementing this fix to shore up land values would have the contrary effect of harming the user experience, and in turn scaring off creators who make shared worlds appealing and valuable. Quote, "Look at Minecraft, Roblox, and even YouTube," Smith went on to ask, continuing, "Would these platforms be better if the right to create on them was limited to a tiny number of landholders?" End quote. Nifty Island has been vocal about excluding land sales from its model. At the very least, that suggests an appealing option for investors looking to diversify across different funding models. In light of this critique, you could describe the entire idea of investing in metaverse land as a form of financial skeuomorphism. Skeuomorphism refers to the tendency to design digital products in ways that mimic the physical world, and was a particularly hot topic in interface design during the early development of the iPhone. Over time, visual skeuomorphism in interface design has faded as people get more used to the differences between digital and physical objects. The same could very well happen with metaverses, with the added twist that a bunch of people just invested $285 million worth of tokens, not in Yuga Labs stock, but in the financial equivalent of a Drop Shadow app icon. And while Apple was able to move away from skeuomorphism gradually, metaverse projects wedded to the valuation of their land plots may have swallowed a poison pill they can only expel directly into the faces of their investors. To prop up land values, developers may have to impose artificial limitations that harm the user experience and, eventually, the actual value of the system. Conversely, making a metaverse easier to move around or create content within would almost inherently harm land values. So far, this may simply be a case of founders moving so fast that they haven't entirely thought through the implications of their basic models, but the less generous interpretation is that they're exploiting the skeuomorphic biases of buyers, using the metaphor of land in a way that implicitly exaggerates the inherent value of the virtual objects they're selling, and laughing all the way to the bank. Hey folks, just a quick note, you can join me at CoinDesk's Consensus 2022, the festival for the decentralized world, this June 9th through 12th in Austin, Texas. Consensus is the largest and longest running event showcasing and celebrating all sides of the blockchain and crypto ecosystems, as well as Web3 and the metaverse. And it's designed for crypto newbies, investors, entrepreneurs, developers, and creators. If you want to save some money, you can use code MarketsDaily15, that's MarketsDaily15 with no spaces, to get 15% off your pass. To get your pass today, visit coindesk.com/consensus2022. Thanks for listening.